Hello, everyone. This is Roger Pipe of RogerReviews.com. This is the Roger Reviews podcast, part 10 of our 2013 AVN Award nomination special. This will probably be the last one as we get to cover some of the big individual awards today. I'd like to thank everybody for listening and for giving me feedback. I'd also like to thank AVN for allowing me to take part in this once again and voting. Certainly means a lot to me, and it means a lot to me that you guys have listened to all 10 parts of these. I realize that they're fairly long, but I appreciate it. There is a feedback button down below. Certainly appreciate if you use it. Let me know what you think of the format of any future podcasts you'd like to see, anything you'd like to see me do differently. I'd love to hear about it. If you'd like to follow along, avnawards.com has the list that we're reading off of. We're going to start today with Crossover Star of the Year. This is another one where the criteria seems a little bit iffy. I mean, it sounds easy enough, crossover to mainstream. So the nominees: Jesse Andrews, Lisa Ann, James Dean, Jessica Drake, Jenna Hayes, Caden Cross, Porno Dan, Alora Lilee, Sunny Leone, Tasha Rain, Angie Savage, and Tanya Tate. And some of you might not know what mainstream stuff they did. Sunny Leone crossed over and did Bollywood, which is huge worldwide. Porno Dan's got a television show on in Canada, pretty huge. James Dean's been interviewed a lot and starred in a Lindsay Lohan movie. I think that probably gives him the maybe the early lead. I don't think anybody had a really high profile, massive crossover this year like we've seen in the past. Honestly, I think the James Dean thing is pretty huge. But Porno Dan being on television, to me, is incredible. I mean, just absolutely incredible. So, you know, any of those would be good. Director of the Year Body of Work. I love the Body of Work Award for directors. We've got individual awards, obviously, for non-sex, feature, parody, all those. But Body of Work tells me the director's done an amazing job from start to finish. And that means a lot. Mike Adriano, Joanna Angel, Brad Armstrong, Mick Blue, Axel Braun, Ettore Bucci, Jessica Drake, William H., Jules Jordan, Mason, Leroy Myers, Eddie Powell, Jim Powers, Joey Silvera, Bobby Starr. This year, I think it's really tough to argue against William H. and or Mason. Both of them from Elegant Angel had really great years. Brad Armstrong, we've already mentioned in past podcasts, got nominations in all three major individual categories. That's huge. You know, excellent there. Jules Jordan's always fantastic. Eddie Powell had a really nice year. Bobby Starr did some really good work as well. So, you know, Axel Braun may have a shot this year. If I were going to bet, I'd bet on Brad Armstrong or Axel Braun. For my money, I think maybe Mason slightly over William H. this year. Female Performer of the Year, Female Foreign Performer of the Year, Elise, Black Angelica, Claire Castle, Clara Cox, Laura Crystal, Aleska Diamond, Francesca James, Anissa Kate, Jenna Lovely, Aletta Ocean, Anna Polina, Ivana Sugar, Paige Turner, T-U-N-A-H, Jesse Volt, and Tara White. Aleska Diamond, for me, is one of the five hottest girls in porn, so she'd be my choice. Now, female is listed ahead, but let's go ahead and skip down, and we'll come back up. MILF or Cougar Performer of the Year. Love this category. Ava Adams, Julia Ann, Lisa Ann, Veronica Avlov, Demay, Vanilla DeVille, Nina Hartley, Francesca Lay, Brandy Love, Kelly Madison, Phoenix Marie, Raylene, Magdalena St. Michaels, India Summer, Tanya Tate. India Summer, I believe, should be nominated for Performer of the Year, so obviously I would give it to her, because I think she's strong enough to be in the Performer of the Year category, as is Lisa Ann and Julia Ann, generally speaking. So any of those women would be hot. But Tanya Tate, also strong year. Francesca Lay is always strong. But India Summer, I think, kind of wins hands down because of, you know, the fact that she's one of the top performers. We've also got Male Foreign Performer of the Year. You guys can read down the list. Rocco Siffredi's on this list. I think the award was originally created so that someone other than Rocco could win Male Performer of the Year, because he seemed to be just dominating everything, and they moved it over. He's up. David Perry's always a strong performer. James Brosman, George Uhl. Yeah, guys that you would recognize, but maybe not know by name. Male Performer of the Year. Mike Adriano, Mick Blue, Xander Corvus, James Dean, Eric Everhard, Manuel Ferrara, Kieran Lee, Mandingo, Ramon Nomar, Mr. Pete, Tommy Pistol, Tony Rebus, Evan Stone, Nacho Vidal, Prince Yashua. I think James Dean is really strong. He does a little of everything. And I know this is kind of a performer award. There are acting awards for actors. But when I vote, I think my criteria is overall. Unless someone is such an amazing gonzo performer that they're just the very best. Having a performer who also does features and does features well, I think really helps and kind of adds to everything for me. In that case, someone like James Dean would have an advantage. Kieran Lee does a lot of acting within the sort of vignette style that Brazzers shoots. That's pretty much all he shoots for at this point. Mick Blue primarily does gonzo work, except for Digital Playground, where he has a little bit of dialogue. Tommy Pistol, I think, is one of the best actors in the business as a performer. He's decent. He's not on par with someone like Manuel Ferrara, perhaps, or even Mick Blue, but he's good. Mr. Pete is to me, always one of the most underrated performers. Ramon Nomar, we mentioned, he seemed to be in every DP scene that was nominated, so he's clearly a good performer if he can handle anchoring a lot of those DPs. Eric Everhard's always great. I didn't see as much of Eric this year. I think he slowed down a little. Manuel Ferrara is obviously always sort of a favorite. He seems to win a lot. He deserves to. I think I'm going to go James Dean on this one because I just think he's had the best year. Unsung Starlet of the Year. Let's go Unsung Male Performer of the Year. Chad Alva, Mark Ashley, Bill Bailey, Lee Bang, Carlo Carrera, Alec Knight, Ralph Long, LT, Will Powers, Marco Rivera, Johnny Sins, Lucas Stone, Brian Street Team, Bruce Venture, and Danny Wilde. These are all the sort of second-tier guys who work a lot and maybe don't get as much credit as they should. Mark Ashley probably wins that for me because as a performer, he's the best on this list. He's one of the best in the business. Bill Bailey does a lot of feature stuff, good-looking guy. Alec Knight does a lot of feature stuff, really good actor. LT's a good performer. So that's where I'd go there. Unsung Starlet of the Year. So the women that are unsung. Brittany Amber, excellent. Brandi Aniston, Brianne Benson, Alyssa Branch, Tia Cyrus, Sophie D, who is long overdue for some recognition. Beautiful woman, great performer. Body parts galore. Ashley Fires, Esperanza Gomez, who I really like and don't see nearly enough of, Danny Jensen, Courtney Kane, Jesse Lee, Samantha Ryan, Nikki Sex. Nikki is one of those performers who always seems to do a great scene and never gets enough credit. Aiden Starr and Katie Summers. Katie Summers, Nikki Sex, Esperanza Gomez, and Sophie D. Those would be my four picks. Transsexual Performer of the Year, Celeste, Amy Daly, Danny Daniels, Jessica Fox, Joanna Jett, Ava Lynn, Venus Lux, Sunshine Monroe, Allie Sinclair, Brittany St. Jordan, Tiffany Starr, Wendy Summers, Serena Valentina, Vanity, and Wendy Williams. You know, don't really watch a whole lot from that genre, so I can tell you Allie Sinclair won our NCAA pool bracket, so that's always good. Most Outrageous Sex Scene, and then Female Performer of the Year, and that should just about wrap. Let's go down a little further. Web and technology. So these are things we're not doing unless I just get a flood of feedback saying, oh, please do these. Best Affiliate Program. By the way, any link you click on the site is bound to be an affiliate link and is how I keep the site alive and money in my pocket, how I keep doing this. So I use a lot of these. I use Bang Bros. I use Fame Dollars, which is Evil Angel, and a lot of others. Jug Cash, which is Brazzers. Also, any of the movies you look at, the movie reviews have a buy or rent or VOD link, so that's how the site goes up. Best Alternative Site. I just got a look at IndiePornRevolution.com. Very cool. Going to be doing a series of reviews on them. JulieSimone.com is great. Kink.com, of course, is really pretty awesome. Mean Bitches, LatinaTranny.com, WendyWilliamsXXX.com. Best dating site, Adult Friend Finder, Fling.com. I do have a dating site up on my site as well if you happen to be into adult dating. Best live chat website, StreamMate's on here, love StreamMate. Best membership site, Bang Bros, Brazzers.com, BurningAngel.com, Porn Fidelity, Naughty America, Pooba.com, Scoreland.com, Twisties.com. Lots of good ones there. Best porn star website. This is kind of a good one. Best porn star website. AsaAkira.com, Ash Hollywood's AshGirl.com, Enter Belladonna, Jessica Drake, JessicaJamesXXX.com, ClubCaden.com, KellyMadison.com. There are lots of good ones here. SophieD.com, TanyaTate.com, ClubSandy.com. So, obviously, I love AsaAkira.com. Nikki Benz is on here as well. Nikki Benz has a great site. I really like Club Sophie D. I also like TheLisaAnn.com. It's a good one. Best solo girl website. ChristyMarks.com is a great solo girl site. Also, Naughty Alicia. L-Y-A Naughty, obviously. Then A-L-Y-S-H-A.com is a good one. Best photography website. Things like AndrewBlake.com. HollyRandall.com. Best studio website, the usuals, digitalplayground.com, elegantangel.com, evilangel.com, homegrownvideo.com, vivid.com. West Coast has WCP, West Coast Pictures, club.com. Wicked.com is a great website. I did a review of that. Best web premiere was kind of interesting. Things that they put out on the web, including Weird Science XXX from Television X. Love that one. Brazzers put out Real Wife Stories, presents Asa Akira online. Fuckenstein from Burning Angel was put out on the web. Just for informational purposes, AVN does Best Enhancement Manufacturer, Best Lingerie and Apparel Manufacturer, Best Lubricant Manufacturer, Best Pleasure Product Manufacturer Large, Medium and Small, so the different toy companies can compete. Best Fetish Manufacturer, Best Product Line for Men, Best Product Line for Women. Best Retail Store. You can look at AdultDVDEmpire.com. We have links there. Anything you buy from there obviously helps out. GameLink.com. There are links there as well. SexToy.com is on the site. DallasNovelty.com is a site I like. Best Boutique. Best Retail Chain. Small, Large. Best Adult Distributor. There you go. That's it. So now we'll go up to the final two. I really don't think anybody wants me to go over some of those. So we'll do Most Outrageous Sex Scene and then Female Performer of the Year, and that'll be it. We'll wrap it up in 10 parts this year. Plenty long. Hope you guys enjoyed this as much as I enjoyed doing it, because it's a lot of fun for me. And talking about it really helps me sort of get my thoughts together when I'm voting. Voting is all completed now. All right, so female performer... No, we'll do that last. Sorry. Most outrageous sex scene. The Addams Family XXX. Nina Hartley and Dick Chibbles. A scene called Grandma Gobbles Lurch's Log. Yeah, it's Nina Hartley. Anal Acrobat 7. There are two of them. Hot Kinky J.O. in The Incredible No Insides Woman. And Proxy Page and Roxy Rain in My Rosebud Has Bloomed. Anal Attack 12. Which is a nice little orgy starring Gina. Anal Buffet 7 from Jay Sin. A scene called Batter My Assholes. Asa Akira to the Limit from Jules Jordan. Scene called I Feel Pretty with Asa and Steve Holmes. That was pretty wild. Big Titty MILFs, Kelly Madison and Brandy Love. Cumsicle for Two. You can imagine what that's like. Vivid's Cheap Tricks, Lacey Love, Lindsay Love, Tatia Russo, and Taylor Russo, with two guys. Double Trouble with Extra Skis. That's two sets of twins banging two dudes. That was pretty crazy. China is the Queen of the Ring, with China and a bunch of guys. Anthony Hardwood, Justin Magnum, Tommy Pistol, Sledgehammer. Basically, it was China just getting banged by a bunch of dudes dressed as wrestlers. Pretty funny, pretty cool. Men in Black, Nicole Aniston, Mia Leilani, Brad Armstrong. Bug Love, Little Alien Sex Deal. Mork and Mindy with Nikki Blue and Evan Stone. Nacho Invades America 2, Andy Sandemus and Nacho and Trash Humping. Again, you can imagine that one. Star Wars XXX, Eve Lawrence, Brandi Aniston and Dick Chibbles. And Wookie Nookie. Yeah, Chewbacca's getting laid. Truth About O, Bobby Starr, Asa Akira, James Dean, hanging bondage scene. And Voracious, Brooklyn Lee and Rocco Siffredi and Clothes Spin Head. It depends on what you think is outrageous, if it's bondage or if it's extreme anal or whatever it is. For me, come on, dude, it's Star Wars. Gotta be Star Wars with Brandi, Eve, and Dick in Chewbacca getting laid. You're not going to beat that. That, to me, most outrageous, hands down. Final category, Female Performer of the Year, Asa Akira, Jesse Andrews, Eva Angelina, Lexi Bell, Lily Carter, Dana D'Armond, Skin Diamond, Gracie Glam, Allie Hayes, Caden Cross, Lily LeBeau, Brooklyn Lee, Chanel Preston, Christina Rose, Samantha Saint, Andy Sandemus, Bobby Starr, Jada Stevens, Misty Stone, Alexis Texas. Let's see. How do we do this? I think Asa Akira, once again, had the best year. But lots of girls you could put up there close. Eva Angelina had a nice comeback year. Lexi Bell had another solid year. Lily Carter came on really strong. Dana D'Armond, I think, is way underrated and should be on everybody's top three, if not the winner. I think she absolutely deserves consideration as number one and got that on my ballot as well. Skin Diamond, really strong. Gracie Glam, always good. Allie Hayes, I think, had a good year. Broke out, did a little more all-sex stuff. Caden Cross is always strong. Wasn't her best year, but is always in contention. Lily LeBeau, Brooklyn Lee, I think, has a shot. She won Best Starlet of the Year last year. Chanel Preston was very good. Christina Rose is another one I think should always be in your top three. Just a dynamic performer, really cute girl. Does a little bit of everything. And when given a chance, she acts. If you haven't seen the Seinfeld parodies, her dirty talking Elaine is fucking awesome. Samantha Saint, Andy Sandemus, Bobby Starr, Jada Stevens, Misty Stone, I think she had a stronger year last year, but excellent. And Alexis Texas, same thing. I think Alexis has been a great performer for a long time. So for my money, top four. Top four in no particular order, actually in reverse alphabetical order, Christina Rose, Brooklyn Lee, Dana D'Armond, Asa Akira. One of those four women, I think, should win it. There we go. That's it. If you have any feedback, please drop me a line, Raj@RajReviews.com, or use the feedback button right here on the site, even better. It will be immediate. Maybe we will do a wrap-up of any feedback that we get, if we get enough of it. So I'm putting that back on you guys. Give me some feedback. We'll talk about it. Once again, thank you to AVN for letting me vote. Thank you to all the companies that provide screeners and want to know what I think. Thank you to all of you for reading the site, for listening. Thanks for a great year last year, an even better year this year. Let me know what you think, and have a great day.